that goal is how God works things. Amen. But don't try to push yourself out there. Just lay yourself out to the Lord.
That's right.
Let God do what He wills to do. You can't hem up the Lord in a corner and say, "Now, God, you're going to do." No, He's not. He's going to do what He wills to do, and you're not going to make Him do nothing.
That's right.
You just kind of walk along with Him and submit to the Lord and let the Lord have His way and pray for God to send a revival. He may start a revival in you.
Yeah.
How glorious it is. I praise His wonderful name for it. Turn with me to the book of Psalms for our scripture reading tonight. I'm going to praise God at all. Now, you know, when I read this for 30 years and preached from it, but after about 30 years, I experienced something. David said, "I'm going to praise God at all times. I'm going to praise God when it's sailing smooth. I'm going to praise Him when she's rough. I'm going to praise Him when the circumstances are awful. And when it looks like everybody's gone away from God and everybody's left, and I'm going to bless the Lord just the same. At all times." Anybody can shout whenever the sun is shining, but you got to have it, buddy, when the clouds is down, when the chips are falling. Boy, there's an old fellow over in the Bible, I believe his name is Habakkuk. I believe that's his name. He said he is going to shout if he didn't even have any fruit on the vine. And that's what David's squalling here. "I will praise the Lord," or "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." He's wanting some help now. Amen. Over here in the 40th Psalm, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and heard my cry, and lifted me up out of a harbor pit, my feet out of the miry clay, and set me up on a rock, and established my goings.
Amen.
And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God.
Yeah.
I may try to preach one night on the Song of Deliverance. Old David sung it. Song of Deliverance. Amen. A new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. See what God's done for me. Yeah. Alright, let me hurry on. Now I said, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were light, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, the Lord heard him."
Yes.
Saved him out of all of his troubles. Yes. Did you ever think about how glorious it was that when you cried unto God that God heard you? What if God had not have heard? What if God had not have heard? But the glory of it is God put the cry in your heart.
Yes.
You didn't put it there. God put the cry in your heart. And when He put the cry in your heart and you cried to Him, heard your cry. Amen. He said He delivered me from all of my fears. Here's another thing I want you to look at. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, when they ran into the woman at the well, when Jesus got through talking to her, she left out of there, and you know what she said? "Come and see a man. Come and see. Come and see." They went down, and Nathanael met running, and the disciples went into him and said, "We found Christ." He said, "Can any good thing come out of God?" He said, "You just come over here and see Him. Just come on." Old Nathanael come tearing out across over there, run over to see Him for self. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no guile." He said, "When did you see me?" He said, "I saw you on the fig tree." He said, "I perceived you're the Christ." Boy, you just watch how these things are working. Just watch how it works. Amen. Let me hurry. The young lions do like suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, thy lips to speak in guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And listen. Are you listening? And his ears are open unto their cries. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous crieth, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all the troubles. The Lord is nigh to them of a broken heart, and saveth such to be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He keepeth all of his bones, not a one of them is broken. That's prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus. Not a one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, but they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That's reading the entire chapter, if correctly read. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank Thee for the day. We want to thank Thee for the blessings of the day. We want to thank You, Lord, that we're here tonight. Thank You for every song, for every prayer, for every expression of Thy goodness. We're glad for this number that's made their way to the house of God tonight. Now, Lord, we'll have to stand in the judgment one day and give an account for the moments that we've been up here trying to preach to them. And, Lord, we want You to come to us. Come on now, Lord, and let the power of the Holy Ghost get on us and preach us for Your glory. Yeah. We're not down here for fame. We're not down here to be bragged about. We're not down here, Lord, to see and to be seen. But we're down here to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. We're so glad that when we was on our way to eternal night that He blockaded our way. Amen. Thank God He put the gospel in our way. Somebody preached. A man of God told us we was going to hell. We found out we was lost and without God knowing our way to eternal night. We finally made up our mind we didn't want to go to hell. Had a praying mother and a daddy already in heaven. Why in the world did we want to go to hell? Couldn't afford to go to hell. And we're so glad, Lord, for that never to be forgotten night on the 4th of October, 1930, when we went down to a little old-fashioned Morris Bash at a little home church. Got on our knees while the saints of God prayed and sought God and waited on God and the marvels of the grace of God, the water work in our souls. And Lord, we're so glad that about midnight God wrought a work and is still working tonight. Thank God we're like Paul said long ago, I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which we committed unto Him against that day. And we're glad, Lord, that He's able to keep on performing what He started to do. We praise Your wonderful name for it. Now, Father, we want You to bless every heart that's here tonight. You know every soul. You know every one. And we pray, Lord, that You'd see the blessing for every heart and preach us for Thy glory. And we'll praise You forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Over in the book of Jude, we find these words. In the book of Jude. Now unto him that is able. How you like that? Now unto him that is able. Now, let me say it again. Now unto him. Jude, come on down through here, and Isaac closed in the book. And he said, back up here in verse 20, he said, but ye beloved, build yourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And then he gets on down here to save time, and he said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Amen. This is still a joyful salvation, as I talked about the other night. Yes. It still is. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. And Paul said He was before all times, and He is, and is after all times. Over in the book of Colossians, Paul said He was before all times. He is before all times. They share a bunch of liberals that can't understand the Bible. You need to fall out with them. A man that don't know God, he can't understand the Bible. It's impossible for him to understand the Bible. He cannot understand it. The Bible said the natural man receiveth not the things of God because they are spiritual and he don't understand them. And the only man that can receive and understand anything about God is a man that knows God. A man that's been born of the Spirit of God. And then that Spirit, his Spirit, would bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And you can understand. That's why you find fellows denying the Bible, trying to pick it apart, is because they don't understand it. And because they don't understand it, they can't believe it. And they never will believe it. They never will. Amen. That's why this bunch sometimes gets all tangled up about this world, house built and everything. They go to try and explain it. And the Bible plainly said it's by faith that we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. It don't take long to understand what it's saying. It's by faith that we understand that the world were framed by the Word of God. And don't worry me a bit. I'm like the little boy that was in school and the teacher was explaining how it sat on its axis and how it turned and how it rolled around and around, how fast it went. He sat there, was amazed and kept on being amazed. And finally, somebody approached him and he said, what do you say? He said, it's got one question. He said, how much oil does it take to keep it greased? Well, that wasn't too bad of thinking, was it? Amen. My wife, one night, she was sitting around, everything was right quiet, and I was wanting to get a yakety yak started. I was meditating a little bit, and I said, what's the earth sitting on? She said, it's sitting on its axis. said, you ought to know that. I said, that's what you teachers say. I said, that's what they told me. I said, now what are they sitting on? She said, ah, hush. I said, okay. Amen. You see, I was reading that scripture where Job said God made this thing, hung it on nothing. There it is. But what's the glorious of this thing is, if you understand God, if you know God, there's no argument about it. I don't say you know all the Bible, that you can understand all the Bible. But buddy, you believe what you do understand. Amen. You won't argue about it, not whatsoever. No, not 10,000 times no. And so Brother Jude goes out of here and said, both now and forever, amen. Now we'll turn to Revelations right quick and read you something else, then we'll begin. In Revelations, we find something like this. Put this in any age you want to, or any dispensation you want to. And that's the only way you can figure it. Revelation is with this age now we live in. There's so many different interpretations on it. Just let them put it in any age you want to. But here's what John said in the 5th chapter. He heard something. And 11th verse, and I beheld, and I heard a great voice of many angels around of the throne and of the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. 10,000, I believe it's 100,000. That's 100,000 times 100,000 and thousands of thousands. Go ahead and figure it out. That's what it says. All right, here it is. Let me give it to you. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. And then John said, and thousands of thousands. Just don't know how many thousands. And bless God, he jumped off into the plural. Now go ahead and figure that out. Here's what he said. Saying, Lord, have mercy. Listen. 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 Are you listening? What a company that was. That's not 144,000. That talks about 144,000 in the Revelation that's going to be the singing the song of redemption. Boy, you know what? No wonder God's going to give us a new body. You couldn't stand it and listen if you got there. You couldn't stand it. No, you'd die. You couldn't stand it. No, Lord, no. No, no. No, you could not. But listen what he said. With all this company that he heard, and here's what he said. Say it with a loud voice. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory. That was slain and received power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. That's through verse 12. Boy, that's a company. Turn it on empty. It's innumerable. You can't tell how many there was. Back to this verse we read here a while ago. Jude said, to him be the glory. Amen. To him be the glory. That's what we'll talk about tonight a little bit. To him be the glory. Your Bible is from Genesis to Revelation. It hinges. The Bible is like a hub, wheel. And all of its spokes is going to the hub, and hitting into the hub, and that wheel. And did you know that Jesus is the hub and the theme of all the Bible? He certainly is. And he is, he was, and John, when John began to write in the Gospels, he did not even go into the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ on the fleshly side. But old John picked up the pen and said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, if you can find out where the beginning was at, well, you can find out how long it's been. But he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. And all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And he runs on down through there, and after a while he said, he was in the world didn't know him. Said he came in the world didn't even know him. He who made this thing, he who created the world, came one time on a tour in this world, and the world didn't know him when he got here. Didn't I tell you a while ago the world didn't know God? Amen. He was here one time. Are you listening? He was here on the earth, and the world didn't know him. He, God, was here in the form of flesh. Paul said, great is the mystery without a controversy. He said that God was manifested in the flesh, which means that God was made visible in the flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And he said he was seen of angels, preached on, amen, in the world. And then he also said, received up the glory. And without controversy, great is the mystery of God. God, look at it, when he pleased, was in this world. And the world didn't know him. Didn't know him. He came to his own. That was the jewel. And his own received him up. But as many as did receive him, to them gave you power how to become the sons of God. Amen. And old brother John picks up the pen over in the epistle. And did you know what he said in the third chapter of that first book of epistles? He said, beloved, behold what manner of love that the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Wherefore, listen to what he's saying. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. And did you know that most folks want a religion that the world likes? And they want a religion that the world will understand. Well, that isn't salvation. Go ahead and get you some of that kind. I'd rather have a possum dog and a possum lamb than go a possum hunting. You'd get more fun out of it. If I have a religion that the world is going to congratulate, if you've got the amazing grace of God, this world don't understand you. Why, they say all that fellas do is just go to church. I don't know what they're getting out of life. They don't. And they'll never know till they get saved about the marvels of the grace of God. Amen. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now, are we the sons of God? Right now. Amen. I told you last night about that closing your prayer, and I used to do the same thing, say, save me at last. That's God, I saved at the beginning. I'm now a child of God. Amen. I'm now born again. I've been born again, past tense, if you please. And I'm a child of God tonight. Glory. Amen. Beloved, now we're the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. I used to look at this crowd and say, bless God, God's going to have to do some improving on them. But I was looking at the crowd and I wasn't looking at salvation. You got it? Amen. Yeah, I'm looking now at God. Amen. I'm believing what God said, that he's going to have us looking like him. I was preaching the other morning on the radio, and God got in the studio with me, and I got to preaching. Are you listening? I got to preaching in on that radio, amen, about that my sins was gone, and the devil had been running up and down the country for over 45 years trying to find them, and they're gone forever. I hollered at the manager of the control room, and I said, David, stay with the controls. I'm about to have to leave out of here. Oh, glory to God. I said, you can't find them. I said, God said, as far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions. They're gone. They're done gone. Oh, yeah, hypocrites will remember how you used to live. Great Lord. Boy, it takes God in this generation. You know that. Some of this bunch of hypocrites that sit around, they never have done anything and not going to do anything. And if there's any young preachers here tonight, can I get you straight on something? Don't you let none of these hypocrites worry you to death. I have never known in my 47 years of preaching a chronicle hypocrite to ever get saved. And what's the use you to die over them? Say amen. No, sir. I'm not going to worry about them. They're not going to worry me, brother. You hear me? Amen. I'm going to be concerned about the poor sinner that don't know God and the sheep. As Brother Roy prayed a while ago, I'm going to do what Jesus said do. Feed the sheep. Amen. I'm going to do what Jesus said do. As you go preach. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That dear old man of God, old brother M.B. Phillips used to say, I thank God for everyone I preach now just as much so as I do those that I preach then. That's hard on the Sunday school boys. They've got to have a big crowd, you know. They're wanting a big attendance, and he preached them all out. Yeah, and it's a little while before I can agree with him, but I'm 100% with him tonight. Amen. If a man or a woman is not going to come with God, love God, and flee the book, you're better off without him around. Amen. Now you see, I haven't had much time with Brother Wade, and he couldn't tell me how to preach no how. Amen. He couldn't tell me what to preach. Amen. If he didn't, I got up here and started, I'd miss God a million miles. Amen. Amen. And I finally quit telling people. I haven't told this preacher anything because they look at you like you're telling something ain't so. Because the preacher's done got one of them treed, and they think the pastor went and told him how to treat a markup. Amen? And if you tell him, you didn't tell him this, say, they wouldn't use for him to tell him something like that. Amen. You think God don't know where you're at? He knows your telephone number. Amen. He knows what house you live in. Amen. And I love to preach and not know anything. And like I told a woman one time, she said, I heard some things about you the other day. I said, well, was it good or bad? She said, it wasn't so good. I said, don't tell me. Please don't tell me. She said, why? I said, when I meet them folks, I want to act natural. And I said, if I don't know it, I will. But if I know it, I'll act a hypocrite. I said, I'll smile, but I want to be frowning at them. Amen? Amen? Is that a 10-4? All right. Amen. She said, you be the thing I ever seen. I said, I'd like to know. I said, not me. I don't want to know it. Amen, brother. I want to act natural. I despise to have to walk around and bless God and say, hello. You know, you get it, you catch it. Well, I'm down on detour now. One fellow said, your preacher's all right, but you get on detour. Well, I said, the trouble of you, most of you live on detour. Amen. Sure enough. Oh, yeah, to him be the glory. Oh, praise God. Who to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us enough. Amen. If this number of all this company here that John saw, I was like, worthy is the Lamb. Thank God. He said there was 10,000 times 10,000 of thousand. And then went out of here and saying thousands of thousands. And there's a saying, worthy is the Lamb. And here old brother Jude went out of here and said, now unto him be the glory and the honor. To the only wise God, our Savior, who was able to plan out a redemption. Hallelujah. And all devils in hell keep doing the thing about it. Glory to God, he came in this world. And he knew he was going to Calvary. He sure did. Amen. He knew he was going to conquer hell. He knew he was going to whoop the devil. And he backed off and let the devil choose his own battleground. Met him right on it. Amen. And whooped the devil. Took the keys away from him. Amen. Turn on Calvary. Out of the tomb. And he's got the keys of death and hell tonight. He came back to the Isle of Patmos. Said, don't be afraid, John. Old John felt like a dead man. He said, fear not, John. I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And having the keys of death and hell, I still got them. He'd done been going to heaven for 30 years when he came back that time. And he's got them tonight. Glory. Amen. And you know what he died? He died for Job. Now something else. That Brother M.D. Phillips used to say, that was a blessing in my heart when he broke on my soul. That all the Old Testament boys are saved on a credit. Well, that was, I used to think they're saved by being good boys and keeping the law. No, they wasn't. They're saved by the blood. Yeah. And the law couldn't justify nobody. By the deeds of the law shall nobody be justified. So says God. Amen. And all the way back from Abel, beyond there and where you want to go, up to Calvary, they were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. One writer in the Old Testament said, the blood flowed back to the former sea, and to the hinder sea, and some out to the former. Glory. Are you getting it? Amen. The blood went all the way back for all the patriarchs of the Old Testament. And it flowed out to the former. It came out for you and I. Glory to the Lamb. Amen. Old Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. And he shall stand on the earth in the latter days. He wasn't talking about second coming. Amen. No. He was not. He's waiting for his redemption, thank God. And he said, like the skin worms have destroyed this flesh of mine, yet I'll see God and I'll see him for myself. Amen. Thank God. When Jesus got the key of death and hell, he went down after Brother Job. The paradise is down in the earth somewhere. And hell's on this side. Paradise on this side. Amen. And Job, and he went down. Listen, nobody was allowed back to God under the sin question was settled when Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. You hear me, boys? I'm preaching. Are you listening? Yeah. Nobody was allowed back in heaven. No, sir. No, not in the evening. No, 10,000 times no. Somebody had to pay the sin debt. And God stuck paradise down in the earth somewhere. And the Hebrew writer said in the second chapter that Jesus delivered them who through fear were all their lifetime subject to bondage. They knew, bless God, they was in bondage. And they knew that something was, they had to wait till their Redeemer got there. Glory to God. I ain't trying to get deep and smart either. I'm trying to preach. And let me tell you something else. The Hebrews 11th chapter said, these all died in faith. Not having received the promise, but having seen it and were persuaded and embraced it. Glory to God, they said he'll be on after a while. How do you know? Faith said he'd be on after a while. And let me tell you something tonight, faith never has disappointed nobody. Glory to God. Yeah, he'll be on after a while. Old brother Moses had trotted out of Egypt looking at the invisible and enduring to see him who is invisible, said to Israel from his own lips, he said, one day God will give you a prophet greater than I. 1,550 years before Jesus ever got here, Moses said that. Amen. And did you know that by faith Moses left Egypt and chose rather to suffer the affliction of the people of God? Amen. Moses, bless God, was saved by faith in the promises of God. Amen. Are you hearing me? Abraham went to heaven, bless God, by faith. He believed in God before Jesus. Jesus said, well, that bunch of religious Jews, he said, Abraham saw my day and said he saw it and he's glad. Now what happened when Jesus died? If you read Paul, he said that Jesus descended to the lower parts of the earth. And led captive. Went down and got those that was in captive because of sin. They wasn't in hell now. They was in paradise. And buddy, he pulled paradise out of there and stuck right at the throne of God. Yeah, glory to God. Let me give you one. You listening? Over to Psalms, you'll find a psalm that said, open up your gates of the King of Glory, and the Lord of Hosts is coming in. Amen. When my Lord, I went down and got the patriarchs. Don't you know it was a time when he stuck paradise up at the throne? Glory to God. I'm about to take off for Kuna. Amen. If you don't see that, I hope you can. Now unto him be the glory. That knew how to redeem man. That nobody went to heaven until Jesus died. No. And I don't want to get too smart, because you got to be careful. Somebody say, he thinks he's smart. That's like Billy Bryce said, first time he ever heard Uncle Joe Parsons, said, I think that's the smartest preacher I've ever heard. And he come back next time and said, bless God, he is smart. He is. Amen. Now, don't you think that of me? I'm not a smarty. Oh, God, help us stay humble. Let's see something here. A truth will help you. Amen. I used to think the devil, now don't jump out of your boat now. Just step right still and get drowned. It's getting too deep in here. If you're going to get out, you better put on 3 or 4 life jackets so we have time to find you. Listen, I used to think the devil was kicked out of heaven. Out of heaven. No, he's never been up there. He said, I will exalt myself. He started, and the only heaven he's ever been is in the planetary heaven. And Jesus, now watch it now. Wait a minute. Now God showed me this Holy Ghost. It don't bother me a bit to tell you about it. And the only heaven he's kicked out of was the planetary heaven yonder. And Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Not out of heaven. Falling from heaven. He's never been up to the throne at the paradise. Oh, he had access to go and accuse the brother. But I'm talking about getting up there when he's tried to go up. Follow me now? Amen. He didn't make it. And he's never been up to the paradise. Glory to God. You listen to me. Do you think that God's going to let the devil up into paradise at the throne of God where all the saints, glory to God, are sitting there and laying, bless God. I had resting on my mind. They're resting at the throne of God. You think God's going to let the devil in there to disturb them? No. No. So you say, Huntley, I don't agree with you. Brother Caldwell said, now don't pull the shades down. Leave them up. And just keep a peeping. Just keep a looking. There's three heavens the Bible mentions. The infinite kingdom and the planetary heavens. David said the heavens declared the glory of God. And the paradise that Paul said, I went up there. And said, I can't explain it, but said, God knows how it happened. I went up in that other country, the third heaven, and said, I saw and heard things. That's not lawful to tell. Glory to God. And that's where they're at. And they're resting from their labors. That's why I love that you get to think about some of these old saints and something get a hold of you and you get a runner. I was driving that road again today, the beautiful sun, and oh, how glorious. And I began to think about that old man of God. Of course, you might have not known him like I did. I rode his coattail and he went home to be the Lord. I really, one preacher, he was a little bit nice, you know, he's very religious. Wanted somebody to know he's really religious. And he said, I think a whole lot of M.B. Phillips if he didn't smoke cigar. To me, you know, he knew I thought a lot of him. And I says, can I tell you something? He can smoke two for all I care. And puff them right back over his shoulders. I'm still riding his coattail. Amen. These here folks is so religiously not God, have mercy. To look at the old prophet of God that chawed on a cigar a little bit and said, he's not my type. I don't recommend you chawing a cigar, but I want to tell you something. If you had just, oh God, here, I'm about to get meddling, don't you? If you'd have just had just a little of what he had, a whole lot of, you'd be somebody.
Amen.
Amen. And I got to think about it today as I rode that road, and I said, God said they do rest from their labors. But their works do follow them. Some of you all wasn't around here whenever he recommended Wade, kicked him in here, walked off years ago, turned around and said, Brother Wade, you got a sleeping giant laying here. Wake it up if you can. You think he didn't have wisdom? Really? And I would come down that mountain accounting the preachers that I preached with in the last 40 years. That's at home tonight, resting in that paradise. Oh, I can just start tonight, go down through your Uncle Sammy Huntley, Uncle David, Uncle Mary Rogan. I can just keep calling them. I'm talking about, and listen, I can tell you, Bale Rogers, I can just keep on. Brother Wade Sinclair, I can just keep on telling you about them. We work together, great, mighty men of God, at home tonight. The devil's never been in that country. You say, preacher, I disagree with you. Well, you're not the first who's ever disagreed. If you want to be wrong, go right ahead. Amen. Just go suit yourself to the only wise God. Now she said, now unto him that is able. How you like that? Now unto him that is able. Do you really believe that Jesus is able? This helps me. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. I ain't bragging to boasting, but I've been in a few storms. I've been in a few storms. I've been to where I knew what Isaiah was talking about when he said, oh, if I had a lodging in the wilderness. I've been in such storms as it came to my soul if I only knew where there was a place that nobody knew me. And I could hide away. But God had been there. And boy, there's a book came into my life just at the right time, written by a great man of God. And he went down through that book of talking and telling about the mean God that throwed up their hands and said, what will I do? And how that God brought them through. He told about his own dad walking out on the Ohio Bridge on the Ohio River during the Depression days. Been to town with the horse team. He lost his farm, banks gone and everything. Mortgage gone. And said he went to town with his dad. He's just a lad of a boy. And he came back. His daddy stood on that bridge for several minutes. Left him at the other end of the bridge of the team and said, I wondered what Daddy was doing. And said he found out later that Daddy was standing there trying to make up his mind to jump off and God wouldn't let him. Amen! We've got a God tonight. He's able. Now unto him that is able. Amen! He'll never leave you, buddy. When you get in the valley of despair, And the devil crawls on your shoulder and says, you ain't got a friend. Look on the walls, look at the tears of the saints that's done gone through there.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Others have journeyed on and made it safely through. Glory to God, the Lamb forever. Hey, man, I'm glad. I used to hear an old man of God in our country get down to pray. And that's before I'd ever had in the battle as much as I just like a loose horse or racket. I didn't know much about it. He'd get down and say, God, I thank you for every battle. I thank you for every sorrow. I thank you for every tear. I thank you for every heartache. And I thought, well, what's that to thank God about? I'm catching on now. Amen. More of the battles and more of the sorrows. More of the crises in your life. The more it proves what God is. Hey, glory to God. You'll finally pop out on the horizon after a while and say, God is what he said he was. Amen. Oh, y'all at Hebron College at Boone, North Carolina, they have a place up there for alcoholics, and they take anybody who wants to come. And he don't have to be a Christian. He can come as a non-Christian. And so this fellow, he was from Atlanta, Georgia, and he was a doctor. He came up there and he began talking God to him. He said, now don't start that. I'm up here trying to get off of liquor. He said, don't start no God to me. I don't believe in God. And I don't know whether you've ever been there or not, but there's a beautiful valley. I mean, looking in toward Boone Yonder, this thing's up on the side of that mountain, and that's a beautiful, oh, it's beautiful. And out in that yard is a huge rock, just a natural rock. It's up about 5 or 6 feet high and kind of slopes off, and it's out in the yard of the men's dormitory. And one night, this doctor woke them all up hollering, and they ran out to see what was the matter. And he was standing up on that rock, amen, listening to him, saying, yeah, he is God. Yeah, he is God. And they let him on. Father said, what is it? He said, I found out he is God. Amen. He went in there arguing there wasn't no God, but he found out there was one. Amen. How many of you have come through the storms and through the valleys and through the heartaches? After a while, you'll find out he'll do what he said. Thou unto him that is able. Glory to God. Hey, man, that old song that Fanny Crosby wrote. Save him in the arms of Jesus. Save on his gentle breast. Glory to God. I'm safe tonight. I'm not only saved, but I'm safe. Thank God. Hey. Oh, glory to God. Somebody help me. Saved and safe. Safe on his gentle breast. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Safe on his gentle breast. Glory to God. There by his love. Overshadowed. Sweetly. My soul shall rest. Glory to God. Let demons howl and devils growl. Save in the arms of Jesus. There by his love overshadowed. Sweetly my soul shall abide and rest. Glory. Let him save now. Clear explanation that if I stopped and rested instead of doing like I'm doing now, I'm letting it soak. She's always getting tired. Lord, no. God ain't going to call a man to preach and kill him and preaching him. Did you know that? No, 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 no. Now, if you try this without him, you'll get tired. No, you sure will. But if God gets on you, you feel kind of heavily frisky. Feel like skipping around a little, you know. It's all right. Amen. If you don't believe you'll feel heavily frisky, let God get on you. Amen. Just let him get on you. Amen. You sure will. Now unto him that is able. Oh, glory to God. Isn't that one? The only wise God, our Savior. He's our Savior. The all wisdom, omnipotent Jehovah, the existence of our, the one who is fixed our redemption. And you know what makes me shout about it? He had it fixed when I got here. Glory to God.
we'd have gotten the land forever. He didn't wait till I got here and said, do you think you'll like this if I fix it this way or that way? Oh, glory to God. It's kind of like, hallelujah to God, listen. It's kind of like when a husband and wife is beginning to expect an heir. They begin to make preparation. They don't wait for the baby to get there and say, would you like blue or pink? Or would you like this color or that color? They go and get what they want. Are you listening? And the baby likes it when it gets here. God saw you, saw me, amen, without redemption, amen, and they met in the secret council of Almighty God before the world was. Holy Ghost, the Son, the Father, and they planned out redemption. And they said, we're going to plan out something that hell can't tear up. The devil got us the first time in the Garden of Eden, but he ain't going to get us no more. Amen, I'm redeemed tonight. And I'm not for sale. Glory to God. In the first Adam I died. But in the second Adam from heaven I live tonight. In the new creation, if you please. Amen. In the old creation was a mortal. But in the new creation is the Lord Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. I'm a new creation. Tonight, old Uncle Joe stood around, bless God, preached to me for a year before I caught it. He said, we're neither man nor angel. Said, we're a new creation.
Amen.
He's exactly right. Amen. We're neither men nor angels. We are a new creation. Glory to God. Amen.
God.
Now unto him that's able. I can't get away from that. Some of you all kind of been doubting his ability to be able, haven't you? Now, if I had to say angel, somebody said we've got some, we country boys use that word angel so much. Somebody was telling me the other day they put that in language now. This wouldn't leave you. We country boys wouldn't let it alone. We keep saying ain't this, ain't that. They said ain't a good word. It made me mad. I was country boy. I used the word ain't. Of course, they isn't. And they said, now they put that word out. Well, they did. That saved me a lot of pain.
Amen. Oh, yeah. I never shall forget reading a while back where D.L. Moody preached. And he never finished but seventh grade. And some great scholar was sitting there listening to him preach. And when he got done, he walked up and said, Mr. Moody, you have made, I forget how many grammatical errors tonight in the English language. Well, he said, I hope God can get as much, said, I am a professor of English. Brother Moody looked at him and said, I hope God can get as much glory out of your English as he can my preaching. Any one of them, how God fixes up his men to make answers. Amen to the only wise God who was able to plan out our redemption. Amen. Planned it out. Jesus came and brought it. Amen. Hit the earth and the devil sought to destroy him. Took out at him when he was a babe and decided he'd destroy the babe. No, he didn't get that done. God warned him in a dream to take out another way.
Good.
Amen. You can't outdo God. Oh, he just stays one step ahead of the devil. Amen. And you know what happened? Old Herod thought he's going to get him. The king did. And did you know what happened? It didn't take but 6 foot of earth for God to stick him in and send word to bring the child on back. Because he who seeks the child's life is now dead. He's dead. And the devil stayed after him for 33 and a half years. And right at the closing hours, yeah, the devil, the old Herod, sent him work something up. And Jesus turned around and told the boys and said, go tell that fox. Amen. Today I do this, and tomorrow I do that, and the next day I'm going to be perfect. Amen. I'm a heading for Calvary. Amen. He came and he knew what he's doing. Now unto him that is able to keep us where? What did he say? From falling. I like that, don't you? Amen. Able to keep you from falling. Here's a verse of scripture in Romans. It's always been a blessing in my life. He said, this is the power to establish you. His is. It's H-I-S. His. I'm just breaking in the verse. It'll be a little hard on you to catch what it means. His is the power to establish you. Now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to a revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world begun. Paul said God's able to establish you and able to hold you. Turn to Romans chapter 16 and you'll find that verse of scripture in verse 25. Now unto him, this is a verse. I just read something else up there. This is the verse. Now unto him that is of a power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world begun. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Let's get the next one. And to present you, breaking the verse up, and to present you faultless. Faultless. In his presence. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Washed in the blood. That he might present to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood. That's the way the church is coming out. And old brother John picked up the pen one day and he said, I see a company. And he said, they're dressed, looks like a sea of glass they're on. And he said, they're dressed in white linen, which stands for the righteousness of the saints. And said, they're on a parade. And they've got palms of victory in their hands. And said, the company that I'm looking at is innumerable. So I can't count them.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He's going to present you faultless.
Amen.
We don't feel worthy of it. You never will.
Amen.